No, it's not something out of a sci-fi movie. These mini-brains may serve a purpose in the real world. Scientists have grown mini-brains with a pair of optic cups, eye-like structures each with their own retina, according to a new study published in the journal Cell Stem Cell on August 17. Retinas are responsible for sending signals to the brain and making it possible to see images, said J. Gopalakrishnan, senior author of the study and a researcher at University Hospital Dusseldorf. These mini-brains, eyes, are meant to help researchers better understand brain-eye interactions during embryo development, Gopalakrishnan added. With enough study, scientists may be able to create personalized drug testing and transplantation therapies for various eye disorders, the study found. Gopalakrishnan and his team adapted a previously used technique for turning stem cells into nerve tissue to make brain organoids, the miniature organs with eye-like structures, according to the study. Once the mini-brains were created, these miniature organs formed eyes as early as 30 days and matured within 50 days, about the time it takes for the retina to develop in human embryos, researchers said. The researchers ended up making 314 mini-brains, with 72% of them containing eyes, according to the study. The organoids were made up of lens and corneal tissue, along with retinal cells that responded to light. Earlier researchers had grown eyes individually in labs, but Gopalakrishnan said his team was the first to simultaneously grow these pairs of eye-like structures on mini-brains. Our work highlights the remarkable ability of brain organoids to generate primitive sensory structures that are light-sensitive and harbor cell types similar to those found in the body, Gopalakrishnan said in a news release. This isn't the first time scientists have used organoids to study the human body, Live Science reported. Organoids were used to make tiny beating hearts, tear ducts that could cry like humans do, and mini-brains that made brainwaves similar to those of fetuses, the news outlet said.